The North Queensland Aboriginal community of Palm Island has evacuated its vulnerable residents as it struggles with a COVID outbreak. There are more than 120 active COVID cases on the island, and five people are in hospital. But there are fears the numbers could be much higher because rapid antigen tests are hard to come by. It's a similar story for many other Indigenous communities in Queensland. Carly Williams explains.
It's been 19 days since the first COVID case was reported in the Aboriginal community of Palm Island, off the coast of Townsville in northern Queensland. With the virus starting to rage, Palm Island Mayor Miss Lam Sam says the most vulnerable residents from the Sandy Boyd Aged Care Facility have been evacuated.
Luckily, we were able to work with both Commonwealth Health and State Health to relocate them for the time being, just to provide that added protection. And I think it would have been good for their mental well-being also to get a trip out on the way and to be pampered, I suppose, for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully things go well.
There's a stay-at-home order for Palm Island residents. Every day, more and more houses go into isolation. There are at least five Palm Island residents in hospital with the virus.
Advice given is that they're doing okay, so that's good. Hope it stays that way, and we can only continue, like I said, all it is about right now is just trying to suppress this virus as much as possible.
Mayor Ms Lam Sam says because of chronic overcrowding in homes, the rapid antigen tests are key to the community managing and surviving the outbreak, because the earlier a family member knows they have the virus, the earlier they can isolate. More than 2,000 of the 15-minute at-home tests have arrived to Palm Island, but they're running out. Further north, in the Aboriginal community of Lockhart River on the Cape York Peninsula, the town of 800 people has been battling an outbreak of suspected Omicron. Lockhart River's Mayor Wayne Butcher is happy with the vaccination uptake, and so far, infected people haven't been severely ill. But it's the underlying health issues that have elders worried.
Between diabetes and cancer, the last five women we buried in our community, they're all under the age of 45, you know, and we've got one more to lay to rest, and she's under the age of 45 too as well. So, you know, there's a lot of young people dying, I guess, still in this modern era.
Mayor Butcher is a bit under the weather himself.
Thank God we got a few rapid tests arrived in the mail this week, so I'm just waiting on the hospital. I'm just isolated at home by myself, waiting for the hospital to come around and give me a rapid test this morning.
The community of Yarrabah has more than 100 COVID cases, but the town, 45 minutes from Cairns, is celebrating its 90% first dose vaccination rate. And while supply of RAT tests has been the biggest challenge for all Australians, there are problems with how COVID status data is collected in places like Queensland. Dr. Jason Agostino is a medical advisor to the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. When people go to log their RAT test results online, there is no way to identify if you are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
We're losing track of how many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cases there are, full stop. The reporting systems within the states aren't working, and the Indigenous status of cases is missing in more than half of all the cases that are coming through. So without that information, you know, we're concerned that we can't get timely treatment to people, and that, you know, we don't have the information to direct resources appropriately.
That's Dr. Jason Agostino ending that report from Carly Williams.